Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with Josh Nelson, where we get real, we get honest, and we get clear about the financial world and your money. This is Josh Nelson, a certified financial planner and founder and CEO of Keystone Financial Services. We love feedback, and we'd love it if you would pass it on to me directly at josh@keystonefinancial.com. Also, please stay plugged in with us, get updates on episodes, and help us promote the podcast, and also subscribing to us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast service. Let the financial fun begin. Welcome to the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with Josh Nelson. The Wiser Financial Advisor Show is brought to you by Keystone Financial Services, a wealth management firm based in the land of love, Loveland, Colorado. At Keystone Financial Services, our mission is to bridge the gap between knowing and doing in the financial lives of our clients. We are here to provide unbiased advice and guidance. We are an independent fiduciary, and all of our wealth advisors are certified financial planners, the gold standard in the financial planning industry. Take the guesswork out of your financial future and contact us today by visiting KeystoneFinancial.com. That's KeystoneFinancial.com. Recently, I had the opportunity to sit down with Sherry Smith, the founder and CEO of Wishes and Waves Travel. Sherry is an expert at planning the trip of a lifetime, which I talk about with clients all the time, as far as how to bless people with gifts and experiences during our lives instead of just leaving everything at the end. Why not create some magic moments, some memories that really we've got for our family and that they can carry on for hopefully generations to come because of those experiences? I talk with Sherry about a lot of different ideas around planning, not just Disney, but also about cruises, about other experiences that families have done and what that's meant to them, especially in cases where people have passed away not that long after the trip. So join us on this little journey and think about how this applies to you and what that means in 2022. Thanks and enjoy. Today, what we're going to be talking about is trip of a lifetime type of planning. So many of our clients we've worked on with wealth management and building up their wealth, managing their investments. And so a lot of our clients have already reached the point where they're financially successful, but now they're kind of wondering, well, what's next? You know, what does my life look like? What's my bucket list to look like? As we talk to Sherry here, we're going to find that there's a lot of planning that goes into it. You can just show up, but it can be a different experience if you do some planning ahead. So welcome, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you're a Disney specialist, right? That's a big part of what you do for planning for people. And Disney might not be everybody's thing, but it's our thing. We like to do that. What other types of travel, Disney, and what other types of big trips do you tend to plan for people?
So my focus is really on multi-generational and family travel. So a lot of Disney, and that would be Disney World, Disneyland, Ulani, which is Disney's resort in Hawaii, and Disney Cruise Line. But additionally, I plan a lot of trips to Mexico and the Caribbean for all-inclusive resorts and a lot of cruises worldwide. So Alaska is a popular destination for a lot of families, but a ton of Caribbean cruises.
Yeah, a lot of bucket list type of stuff. I like that term, multi-generational planning. Talk more about that. What does that mean when you're talking to folks?
I'm finding that a lot of my clients are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and are wanting to plan travel with their kids, their grandkids, and oftentimes their great grandkids. And there are a lot of opportunities. And I think that, you know, resorts and cruise lines and even Disney has become aware of this fact that, you know, families want to travel together and they want to have these experiences together. And so it's a different kind of trip that you're planning because you're planning, you know, a group of 14, 16, sometimes it's 8 people, but a lot of times it's, you know, over 10 people. And working with a travel agent who has experience with this, personal experience, because I do this myself. I travel with my in-laws, I travel with my parents and my son. You work with a travel agent who specializes in this because they know how to plan the trip. They know that maybe not everyone wants to do everything together in a day. Maybe they do want to do everything together. And so I'm kind of the middleman when grandparents don't want to be in the parks at Disney World every day. And I'm able to plan activities for them to do on their own and then meet up with their kids and their grandkids later in the day, or just being able to guide them through taking breaks and where to rest and how to have that trip of a lifetime.
And how did you get into this? Kind of going back to your story, how did you get into doing what you do?
So I grew up traveling with my grandparents, with my parents. And then when I had a child, well, my husband and I traveled a lot, you know, before we were married, before we had kids. But then when I had my son, we started going to Disney, and then people started asking me to help them plan their Disney trips. And so it was just kind of a natural fit. I started a travel agency, and it's just kind of grown from there. But those memories I will always have. And it's those trips that we took with our grandparents that I remember the most.
Yeah. Kind of on that note, you know, we do a lot of financial planning with people and making sure they're not going to run out of money in retirement. That's the biggest fear of a retiree, is that they're going to run out, not be able to take care of themselves. But a lot of the planning that we do with people, especially once we figure out to the point that they have some abundance, you know, they're not likely to spend all their money. So then it kind of comes down to, well, do I just leave a bunch of money to people, or do I invest in memories? And I'm a big fan of that. Good example there with your grandfather, right? That's just priceless, those memories that you had with him before he passed.
My parents and my in-laws have actually continued on that path. So my father-in-law takes us on a big trip every other year. And his thought is that, you know, either I can leave you this money, or I can spend the money while I'm still alive and I can enjoy it. And I think it's great. I enjoy traveling with my in-laws and, you know, with my husband's family, and it's brought us closer together.
So what advice would you have to somebody that, whether it's a major Disney World thing or a cruise or something that's more complicated, it's not just, hey, let's buy a plane ticket and go someplace for the weekend. It's a major undertaking, especially Disney World as opposed to Disneyland, right? That's a whole different experience. What advice would you give them as far as kind of where to start if they're mm-hmm. just kind of at the very beginning of trying to plan something, not just for themselves, but also to make it more of a multi-generational big family gathering?
Mm-hmm. I think that the most common thing that people do is turn to Google, which is great, but it is very overwhelming. There's a lot. And so I think that finding a trusted travel advisor, someone who has done this for a while and understands, is kind of the first step, especially for a couple of reasons. When you're looking at, you know, a big trip, a bucket list trip, working with a travel advisor who can not only help you plan it, but also help you with travel protection, with trip insurance. I think that when you're spending $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on a trip, you need to make sure that that investment will be protected. And so I think that trip insurance is very, very important, and understanding what that will and won't cover. And a travel advisor will help you with that. You know, but additionally, working with someone who understands how to put these trips together and knows the destination and knows the options available to you and what's going to be best. Because if you're planning a trip to Alaska, if it's, you know, just two people and you're in your, you know, 50s or 60s, I'm going to be looking at one cruise line. But if you're bringing your kids and your grandkids, I'm probably looking at another cruise line. And so it's working with someone who understands your needs and what you're looking for and your expectations, and matching you with the right destination, with the right resort, with the right cruise line, those kind of things.
Yeah, I can speak from experience with this recent Disney World trip we took in October, is that I shouldn't have done this, now I learned, right? But I did it myself. And I've even been to Disney World before, and I thought, oh, I got this, I can do this. And it had been probably 4 or 5 years, and things have changed a lot in that 4 to 5 year period. And that's exactly what I experienced, is it really was overwhelming. And we had a great trip. It was an awesome experience and everything. So in the end, it was all good. But there was actually a lot more stress than I think was needed kind of in that planning process, because it was just confusing. There was just so much information and trying to figure out things that have changed as far as needing to make park reservations. You can't just show up. Some of the technology has changed as far as how do you book experiences and things like that. And what we found out too pretty quickly is that it's literally impossible to actually get hold of somebody at an 800 number at Disney. So you kind of have to work with somebody. It's in the future, I will not do that again. I absolutely will use a travel agent. So let's say that somebody is listening to this, if they're saying, you know what, we want to do something like this, and they're not sure what yet, but how soon, how far in advance would you have somebody start planning?
You know, I think that 6 to 8 months is probably best. You can start planning about a year in advance. And if you have your heart set maybe on a specific resort, you know, specifically talking about Disney World, if you, you know, have to stay at this resort or you have to have this type of room, the earlier, the better. What I'm seeing right now at Disney World, there is very limited availability. Demand is high, inventory is low. People are ready to travel. And so we're definitely seeing that. So, you know, 6 months is a good time. Not to say that if you say, you know, call me today and say, I want to come in January, that it's not going to happen. It can happen. But that 6 to 8 month mark is really, I think, the sweet spot in planning.
Yeah. So kind of on the, and I'm sure there's a whole different price range for experiences like this, but if you kind of throw in a couple of different families, kids, grandkids, grandma, grandpa, that sort of thing, you know, for what's the craziest you've ever seen, like at Disney World, for somebody who just kind of goes all out?
I just had a trip, a 5-room trip. Grandma took the entire family, and that was about 40,000 for a week. Some people, just because of school schedules, some people stayed for 7 days, some people stayed for 4 days. So that was kind of a mixture of number of days, but that was 40,000. But you know, it was the trip of a lifetime. They stayed at the Grand Floridian, which is the flagship hotel at Walt Disney World. They spent some days in the park. They rented a poolside cabana. They did it, and they had a fantastic time.
Yeah.
Fantastic time. And that was actually four generations.
But how cool, though. And again, we don't know how long we're going to be around. Maybe grandma can do that, depending on her finances, right? Maybe she can do that again in the future. But none of us know, right, as far as how long are we going to be around, and not only be around, but be in good health. Hopefully, if somebody is listening to this and they're thinking, gosh, I don't know, it's expensive, should I do this or not? My encouragement would be definitely be thinking about that. And if you haven't done your own bucket list, you should. I have, and I redo it every now and again, but I think it's some good perspective. So when it comes to planning, when you're thinking about financing on the low end for somebody who just heard that number and said, all right, well, that's way out of my price range. I can't spend 40 grand on this thing. Kind of on the lower end, what do you think that somebody could actually have a really nice experience at one of these places? At what price level?
The average for a family of four for 6 to 7 day trip is really around 3,000. And that's going to include your transportation, your park tickets, your accommodation, staying on site. So say three families, that would be about 12,000. There are additional options. You can always stay off property and rent some type of a villa. Hotels are a little bit less expensive. So I always say 3,000 to 5,000 per family is a pretty good trip for a week. You know, sometimes people only want to go to two parks and they only want to be there for 5 days the first time because it's just too overwhelming. And for cruises, that oftentimes is a little bit less. Cruises also offer you that all-inclusive, you know, because your food is included. And so, you know, depending on which cruise line, Disney Cruise Line is a little bit more expensive, but like Royal Caribbean is a great option for families and multi-generational travel. And that would probably be about half that per family.
So things are starting to open back up. What are you experiencing right now? If somebody contacts you and says, yeah, we want to do a cruise.
So the Caribbean is probably easiest at this point. Most of the cruise ships are sailing the Caribbean and Mexico. So that has been fairly easy. The European cruises are a little bit more difficult right now. That inventory is a little bit more limited. There's also more restrictions on traveling to Europe right now. The Alaska season is shorter. And so that's really summer months. And that is a little bit harder for inventory as well. There is still inventory for 2022, but we're really looking out at 2023.
Yeah. Disney in particular, you mentioned before the Grand Floridian, some of these resorts, they book up way far out, right? And things like dining reservations. That's, you know, talk about that a little bit as far as somebody who's never experienced Disney World and wants to be thinking about planning that. Like, what would they miss out on? In other words, if they say, hey, we want to go next month.
You can't just show up to a park. Even if you have a park ticket, does not guarantee you admission. You have to make a park pass reservation because they're limiting capacity at the parks. And those can book up in 4 days, you know, the week of Christmas, there is little to no availability for any of the parks. And, you know, spring break, we're looking at, you know, the couple weeks of spring break, those are filling up as well. dining reservations open up 60 days prior to your arrival, and they open up at 6 a.m. Eastern, and people are up making reservations at 6 a.m. because if you want to eat at that sit down restaurant, you need a dining reservation. And for busier times, so anytime kids are out of school, Christmas, spring break, President's Day weekend, 4th of July into the summer, if you want to eat at that sit down restaurant, they are going to book up. And so you need to go in with a plan and make those dining reservations in advance. Otherwise, you're eating at a counter service restaurant, which is fine, but you're not having a sit down meal every day, which not everyone likes.
Right. So kind of back to the investing in memories sort of thing, what are some special experiences or things that really would need to be planned further in advance? Maybe things that you've found that was really fun for a family, they were able to get some great memories. What are a couple of things that you've kind of had people experience?
VIP tours, which means you get a private VIP tour guide, and they can take you around to any of the parks, and they give you a history of the parks. They point things out to you, and you're able to walk on rides. So you're not standing in line, which for a lot of people is priceless.
That could be handy.
That is handy. That's kind of a popular one. The second are dessert parties. So for both Magic Kingdom and for Epcot, they have dessert parties where for an additional fee, you're able to enjoy a private area where you're going to have wine and beer and desserts and light hors d'oeuvres and enjoy that, and then get preferred standing area for the fireworks shows, which is really special. Epcot has dining packages where you get preferred seating and dine and watch the fireworks, which is a nice way just to, at the end of the day, kind of regroup and not fight the crowds to find a place for the fireworks. Another one that's been pretty popular lately is called Capture the Magic, where you can have family photos taken inside the parks and have your own private photographer and just capture the moment.
Yeah. And things like that. If you didn't have somebody that knew what they were doing, people probably never would even know that that was a possibility, right? Until they showed up.
Absolutely. Those things do need to be booked in advance. And it's not something that Disney advertises per se. I mean, if you comb through the site, you can definitely find information about it. But when you work with a travel advisor, these are things that when I'm talking to you about your trip and what you're looking for and kind of the memories that you want to make are things that I can suggest to you.
Yeah. It's like the internet is, it's a good thing. Google's a great thing. I remember when I started as a financial advisor in the late 90s, a lot of people were telling me, I'm not sure if this career like could be long-term, this industry might go away because now there's E-Trade. People can just kind of do their own stuff and all the information is out there, but the exact opposite has happened in that people are just overwhelmed. I think there's just so much information out there and so little wisdom, you know, as far as guidance on what to do with it. That's why we still have jobs.
Right. Yeah. And I found that especially after COVID, that a lot of people who had trips planned and went through the process of trying to cancel or postpone them and spent hours and hours on hold with a 1-800 number definitely felt it. Whereas when you work with a travel advisor, you just call me and I take care of it for you.
Yeah.
I have a lot of families who, while they're traveling, they will email me or text me a photo. And a lot of times I get like choked up because I see these kids and the magic that they're experiencing. And it's really because I like to see families experience the magic of traveling together that I experienced.
You know, kind of going back to, I'm sure you can kind of channel the you, you know, as a young kid, right, doing this and having that same experience.
I do. And I often share these stories with my clients because it was just so special. And I had a client last summer who I know, and her father had cancer, and he wanted to see his granddaughter. She loved princesses, and he wanted to see her dress up as a princess and go to the Magic Kingdom. And unfortunately, 2 weeks later, he passed.
So I think for a lot of us, it's a perspective changer as far as maybe you need to take the trip. Maybe you need to do something that you've been putting off for a long time that was really, really important. I would encourage you to really think about that. And some of the fun parts that you get. So you've got a YouTube channel, your Facebook. Tell me about some of that as far as some of the experiences you've been able to have and how people can find you, of course.
Yeah, of course. You can find me on my website, which is wishesandwaves.com. And there's a link to my Facebook page where I share just different things, different travel related news. But I also have a YouTube channel. So I do, my family and I do travel quite a bit, and I vlog all of our trips and also film all kinds of videos just to prepare people for travel, whether it be cruising, whether it be Disney. I do packing tips and tricks, everything that you kind of need that's travel related. And there's a link on my website to my YouTube channel. I think that people want to see what it's really like. And so I try to document that, whether it be the resort that we're staying at, the cruise ship, our room, events, you know, like the dessert parties or whatever it is. People just want to really see for real what that looks like and not just a picture and a paragraph on a website.
Yeah, especially if they're going to be investing not only their time, but potentially, $20,000, $40,000, right, depending on the size of your family and what your accommodations are. So kind of going back to career-wise, we have a broad range of different listeners, all the way from folks that have been retired for years, all the way back to young people that are kind of just starting out. So I'm just curious, what advice would you give to a smart, driven college student, maybe somebody that's just about ready to enter the real world? What advice would you give them as they're getting started?
I think take every opportunity that comes your way. I didn't think that this would be the future of my life, but absorb, you know, just try to be a sponge and absorb everything that comes your way and just take the opportunity to learn something from everybody that you meet.
Kind of on that same token, what advice should they ignore?
So one thing that we see quite a bit in our industry is that a client will come and ask us a question. And then we also see that same person asking a question like in a Facebook group, a travel Facebook group, and getting a lot of answers that are wrong answers. And a travel agent is someone, you know, I'm doing this every day, all day long, and rules are changing, things are changing. And, you know, should you ask your Facebook friends for a destination? Absolutely. Should you ask them for the entry requirements to, you know, get into a certain country? Probably not.
I think that's to a large extent why you and I still have jobs, right? I mean, there's the internet, there's all these places you could kind of do it yourself. But the reality is that people still want to use somebody that they can trust. And they know that this is so important that I want to make sure that I get it right, that I'm not just winging it based off of what somebody said on Facebook or YouTube or something like that. Now, people have a trusted source, certainly on Disney with you. So again, the best way to contact you is probably just your website, right? They'll find all your stuff, your YouTube channel, Facebook, all that stuff at your website.
Absolutely. So wishesandwaves.com. There's a contact page. You can contact me there. And there's links to my Facebook and an Instagram and YouTube page as well.
The reason why we're talking about this today is just because of the perspective of, do you really want to leave it to everybody at the end? You know, the wealth that you've built up. And you know, we hope that you're getting to that point where you really have that choice. You have that abundance. And you can really be thinking about that bucket list of what kinds of experiences do I want to create? What would I wish people would have had those memories about? Take the time and think about it and then make a contact. You know, I think Sherry is a great resource. And from a travel perspective, that could be just that email, just sending her an email and saying, hey, you know, I don't even know what I'm doing here, but I know I need to do something. Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
The opinions voiced in the Wiser Financial Advisor Show with host Josh Nelson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advisory services offered through Keystone Financial Services, an SEC registered investment advisor.